Hi, kids.
Welcome
to Hello Dysfunction, episode 255.
I'm Darla.
I'm Christine.
I'm Crystal.
We're making gross faces because Mark was in here with a glass of milk. Nobody
has
time for that.
A big glass of milk.
It's
not even a
little
day. One.
I don't care if cookies are the excuse. That's gross. You get fucking coconut milk or you get fucking oat milk or something else.
I was telling her Will is a huge, well, she knows. Will fucking chugs cups of milk
That's
too.
That's disgusting.
And I just read today, what the fuck's it called?
The dairy industry.
Okay, the head of the dairy industry is an ex dairy lobbyist. And come to find out, it just came out that for the past couple months, they've been suppressing info of contaminated cow teat juice. It's been
nipple secretions,
having bird flu and shit in it. Mm-hmm. And they've kept it hush hush.
Yeah.
And they're like, stock those fucking shelves.
They're like, we've been getting whooped so badly by all these other milks on the market. We
stock
have to
it.
Suppress the bad news. Like, yep. You know, we got to get our shit going again.
It's fucking gross.
Mm-mm.
It's so disgusting. So gross.
So don't do that.
Oat milk, almond milk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an almond milk fan.
I am too. I don't like it in my coffee because it's kind of watery.
Mm-hmm.
Oat milk is really not good for you.
I use almond milk for like recipes and shit.
Yeah. Coconut milk is good, is the best for you. So I have it with my Raisin Bran Crunch.
It has a little coconut flavor.
It does, but I don't mind it.
Yeah.
What else? Yeah. Other than that, I like soy. I still like soy.
Yeah.
It's because it's
thicker.
That's
why your tits are so big.
No, it's thicker though. So if I put it in coffee, like if I have to use a milk alternative in coffee, that's a good one.
Because
almond milk is just too watery for the coffee.
Be a fucking man and drink it black.
No.
I like
If I have a migraine, I'll drink some black.
Will you?
Yeah. But it's not my choice. I use creamer because I love myself. People try to shame me and stuff and act like creamer is not adult or you're not a real... Listen.
Once in a while, I like my coffee with cream and sugar in it.
I just buy the good... Like, I have a pistachio creamer right now
Irish
that I stocked up on.
Irish cream's my favorite creamer.
It'll knock your fucking socks off.
Pistachio's really... It's my favorite nut.
It's my favorite dessert.
And pistachio ice cream is delicious.
Have you ever had pistachio cake?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Heaven.
It's delicious. And so International Delight, I don't know if they're on the boycott list or not. I'll look into that. But they make a limited edition pistachio creamer right now that I stocked up on. And it's just, it's wonderful.
A borrowed stock.
Mm-hmm.
Good girl.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do it.
I was on, I think, a Bay Area IG page earlier, and I'm watching videos, and they're posting videos of people getting caught shoplifting, and I'm like, stop doing that. Like, oh, wow.
Civilians are recording them?
Yes. And there's people in the comments talking hella shit. Of course, there's some racist comments.
Always.
Shit like that. But the one lady, I love her. She runs out. She has hella toilet paper, paper towel. She has necessities.
Yeah.
She doesn't have...
shirts and shit.
No, yeah. She's coming running out like a Walgreens or a CVS. And she's like, when I get rich, I'll pay y'all back. And she's running out with all this shit. And I was like, go.
Listen, fuck. If you ever see someone stealing food or necessities, no, you didn't.
No, the fuck.
No,
you
fucking
didn't.
So you mind your motherfucking business and you go on about your day and you block them so they could get what they need.
Yes. Distract the workers.
Stop it.
Don't do that. I don't like it.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, so they're like, you know, posting these videos and like trying to shame them. And I'm just like,
fuck out of here.
And it's like Bay Area culture. I'm like, Bay Area culture is not to blast fucking shit and be a snitch. Knock
it
off.
No, it's not. That's anti-Bay Area culture.
Yes.
So you shut your mouth.
Yes. Post the fucking road rage, okay?
Yeah.
I like those.
I just was getting my phone blown up by my sister and I'm like texting her like, I'm about to record. Like, is everything okay? No. If you heard the episode a couple back where I talked about a kid getting stabbed in his fucking head in my apartments the other day, they were in my apartments again today when I dropped the girls off before I left. And she's telling me that they're, because my niece also lives on the same, in the same property. And so over by her unit, there was like 35 fucking cops and they were about to let the canines loose. And I'm like, oh my fucking God. Like, they're searching for a suspect somewhere. Don't know where they are. If they
got the dogs, I guess it's pretty serious. And also, yeah, those dogs don't want to be fucking cops.
They're not snitches.
They don't want a fucking job.
No, they don't fucking work job. For you. No, fuck no. Trust me, if dogs wanted jobs, they would not want to be cops.
No.
Don't do that to them. So I'm like, call the girls and tell them keep the patio doors locked and shit.
Great.
I don't need a suspect running up in my fucking house while I'm recording.
What
so
the
anyway,
fuck?
They found one and she sent me pictures because she's watching live from her balcony.
She's filming an episode of Cops.
Yes. So I got footage of one being dragged out, but they're still in pursuit, I guess, of somebody else.
That's really
know.
Scary.
It's not luxury living. It's not fucking $2,200 rent
it's
living.
It's supposed to be luxury apartments.
It is. And not with these type of situations every week. I'm tired of it.
Tired. Fix that fucking gate, you lazy fucks.
Yeah. My God.
Sorry, go ahead.
Just real quick. Happy birthday to me. It's starting.
You know what?
We're
Shut
here.
This fucking camera off. Shut
We're
this
here.
Shit
Listen
off.
To me. And I really want a pistachio cake. Listen, my birthday, I kick off Gemini season. I kick it off the 21st. Act accordingly. Plan your lives accordingly.
It's the second.
Ain't what do you it? Mean? No, it's the first day of...
Today is the second
it's
of May.
May. It's May. My birthday is May. It's my birthday.
All of May is her birthday.
So get ready.
Start sending her presents
you're
now
on alert.
If you want to be on her good side.
You're on alert now. May is here. So,
you know, acts of gift.
Acts of gift giving is my
love language.
It really is.
It is.
It is. And it's not just receiving.
No, it's giving.
It's giving. So, like, that's really my love language.
It is. Good on it, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Naya left at 5 a.m. with her boyfriend.
That's panic-inducing.
Oh, my God. So, it's for her senior trip. She didn't go with her school. So, her and her boyfriend... you know, drove down to LA by themselves. They're going to Disney and Universal. And it is the first time my child has left me and is not in the company of like an adult our age.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So.
And you're already a panicker. So
already.
You've had diarrhea all day.
I've been fucking gassy all day. Fucking
nauseous.
Anxiety
all
gas.
Day. Yeah. Great.
They That's made it great. Okay. What's really sweet is that her boyfriend has never been to Disneyland. He's never been to LA.
Really?
Never.
Wow.
So
okay.
She gets to.
So that's nice for him too.
Yeah.
Good.
It's very. And he's such a good boy. Like.
Yeah. We love him. The
love
other day.
Him.
Oh God. Not to interrupt. But Pease was like. I think it was yesterday. She was like, my family.
She
I
want to
see my family. And she was like, Stevie. Stevie's always the first one she mentions. Stevie. Uncle Mark. Juju. Anti-Crystal, Yaya, but it was definitely, Juju was mentioned. I think he was second or third.
Wow,
yeah.
Above me.
Yes, for sure. And
wow,
I was just,
Pierce.
I was like, Bunny, did you hear that? And she just rolls her eyes like, she's fucking ridiculous. Yes.
So she, I love her so much.
Yes. My family,
That's
Jojo,
so sweet.
Sasha, Jermaya is Sasha. I need to let her know.
Where she made up totally different names. For Candy and Jermaine.
Yes.
And it's so fucking funny.
And she kept, you know, she has a lisp a little bit and she
Love
talks
it.
A little funny sometimes. So like when she would be like calling Jermaine something, I thought she was just mispronouncing it. No, she's been full on calling her Sasha.
That brings me so much joy.
That is your stage name from
You're
now on.
Sasha.
Yes. So.
I can't wait to teach her how to say Warsh.
No.
Peace. Let's go Warsh
oh,
the car.
Oh, God.
So yeah. They went to do that.
How is it? Is it hot down there or what's going on?
I haven't even asked yet. I just want to make sure that they got in
okay. They checked in and stuff?
They were able to check in.
Good.
So, you know, I'm very excited for them to go.
And they're going to be gone for a minute.
Five days.
Like, yeah, you're going to be a mess.
Yeah, I already am.
No, you'll be fine. It'll
All Naya cares about is make sure you go in my room and play with my rats for an hour every day. Because so they need entertainment and exercise.
They need socialization time.
It's all she cares God. About. And then my mom has been stressing. You know, my mom has like 900 siblings, but she has like five that grew up. Yeah. Same mom, same dad. And the one that lives in Japan for the last 35 years, true.
Mm-hmm.
He has Lou Gehrig's.
Is he a motherfucker or is it the one in Texas?
No.
Or both?
Both.
Okay.
But the one that has ALS, Lou Gehrig's, is a motherfucker. We've gotten into it a few times. He told me I have a foul mouth, that people would be more likely to listen to my message if I didn't have such a foul mouth and curse so much. And I was like,
he's not wrong.
My fucking dick.
I'm like, well, he's kind of right.
But. I mean, it weeds out the people
if that's who
that aren't
we
for me.
Were trying to talk to, maybe, right. But that, you know,
no,
that's
this
not
is before
tribe.
We even started the fucking show.
Oh, he just meant in
this
general.
This is me talking on
just
Facebook.
Living your life.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck you.
Like he comes from some fucking royal family.
You got fucking nerve, spent stinky bitch.
Right. That's pretty rich coming from a spent stinky.
But my theory is that he moved so far away so that he could get away from that and walk on his high horse, bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Not even ride it, bitch. Walk on it. And so fuck him. But for some reason, my mom, she was the only one out of the siblings born with a heart, like kindness. And it pisses me off. But I get it because you guys always say it pisses you off how I am.
Hello.
So I get it.
Yeah.
She's very worried. She'd been trying to go to Japan like the last year to see him. He kept saying no, because of his condition. Well, last she heard a week ago is that he got COVID. He wasn't doing good from the Lou Gehrig's. Like, the Lou Gehrig's took him fast, bro.
What does that do? I'm not familiar at all with that.
It basically kills you eventually. Like,
is it physical impairment?
It starts depleting all your muscles. Let me, just so I can be for sure. Hold on.
Yeah, let's look it up.
So it's a fatal motor neuron disease characterized by progressive degeneration of nerve cells in the spinal cord, affects voluntary control of arms, legs, leads to trouble breathing. So it basically attacks everything.
And shuts you down.
Mm-hmm.
And how old is he? Old?
He's younger than my mom.
Oh, okay. So he's not.
Early 60s, maybe.
Oh, wow.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It, 62, maybe?
That's young.
Yeah. So she'd been trying to get out to go see him. He didn't want her to come because of his condition, blah, blah, blah.
He hit a cigarette. That's not lit.
I know. I noticed it wasn't lit after I hit it.
It was driving me nuts to not say it.
Yes.
Sorry.
That's how I found out. I need to light it again.
Go ahead.
So I believe he was diagnosed maybe 14 months ago.
With the Lou Gehrig's?
Took him really fast. But so last she heard, like a week ago, he's in the hospital. He had COVID. They fucking trached him put him on a ventilator.
Oh, shit.
He would not want that. But his wife made that decision.
I mean, if it was necessary, you don't get it because you want it.
He's not going to. He can't walk. He can't talk. He can't feed himself. Why would you ventilate him?
I mean, he must have needed it. They don't just give that to people.
No, your next of kin. Whoever is your medical power of attorney makes the decision.
But I mean, don't you get that when you can't breathe on your own?
Yeah, let him die.
Oh, so they're keeping him alive.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
He didn't just get it just for no reason.
Yeah, no. Oh. So he was already at the point where he can't walk.
Okay.
Can't talk.
Okay, okay.
In diapers.
God damn.
Can't feed himself.
In less than 2 years?
Yes.
That's terrifying.
It took him really fast. So my mom, that's the last she heard. He was on a ventilator, trached. She's reached out to his wife.
Which is basically life support.
Yep. She reached out to his wife, his two daughters. He has one in Brazil, one in Japan. Reached out to them. No response. She even reached out to the fucking Japanese Red Cross, dude, trying to get info.
To find him?
Yeah, if anyone knows anything. She can't. So I reached out to his daughters. We'll see if they respond to me.
Yeah.
I did it yesterday. I haven't checked.
There's a pattern, and this is a whole other side of the family with people disappearing on their family.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I get it, though. Like, you know, I don't know.
He's like,
Blood or not. Like, I don't know. If I don't fuck with you, you know?
He's gross. He's really gross.
Okay.
He's the one that pressured Carolyn to do some stuff with him when she was young.
Oh, then this is what he deserves. He gets the life he earned.
I say things like that to my mom, and she's like,
he gets the life he earned.
She's like, I fucking know, Crystal Key, but I don't need to hear it right now.
Well, then you need to go put on TV, and you need to worry about something else.
And I'm like, why do you even fucking care? Yeah,
exactly. This is the life that someone earned for themselves. Don't worry about them.
I'm like,
do not fucking worry about them. God. Yeah, come on now.
And you're so,
this is his karma.
Pro-American, anti-fucking BLM.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
You know what?
And I don't mean BLM in the organization. I mean fucking as in Black Lives.
Period.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, no. So, no.
Eh.
This is what he had coming.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I've been dealing with my mom in that.
Yeah.
Hold on. I have one other thing.
There's bigger fish to fry. Like, she got other shit. There's parties coming up. Like, there's way more positive shit for her to be focused on right now than that motherfucker.
Yeah.
No.
So then I had a dream. You know, we've been talking about working out, right?
Lies. Lots of lies have been told about working out.
We got to get it together and, like, do it. Okay? We have the space. We have the stuff.
Yeah.
So, anyways, because we've been talking about it, I guess.
You were working out in a dream.
I have a dream. More like a nightmare. That we had a trainer.
Okay.
And they forced me to work out, but only the top part of my body. So I was like Johnny Bravo, bitch, in my fucking dream.
And
I remember
little tiny legs.
I was crying in the mirror, like, why? Why is he doing this to us? And it was just
you're
me,
so
though.
So bulky on the top, and you had little tiny legs.
No, for real. My shit was
that's
like this.
That's what we need to do.
And it was like a triangle upside down.
It's
it was
a sign. That's how you need to work out.
Go pump fucking iron, bitch. Get those traps.
Big. Get them fucking big as you can.
It was horrible, though. I was so upset dream.
It's going to be even harder now to fucking get in there.
So fucking upset. Something else, the fucking... makes me upset. Rebecca Tapia, you count your fucking days,
who is
broad.
That? Who?
I don't fucking know, but she done out. She done used my phone number for bill collectors and shit.
Oh, and they're looking for her?
Dude, I get like 4 calls a day for Rebecca Tapia, and I have been like the last year, okay?
Oh.
And then they stopped for a minute, and they're back again. Could you pay your bills? Report that you died, something.
You should just tell them that you have the wrong number. They should delete the fucking number.
I yelled at someone today. I was like, fucking Rebecca
they're
is
like,
not
Rebecca,
here.
Stop lying.
I know you're Rebecca.
You sound like Rebecca.
No, bitch. I was like, this is not Rebecca's fucking number.
Mm-mm,
take me off the fucking
you.
List. Don't call here again.
They do not believe
hey, and they're so fucking relentless. They'll call 4 times in a row back to back.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Block them.
Yes. Fuck. It's so annoying.
I got back on meds.
How long?
I think it's been 3 days.
How do you feel?
The same. I don't know. I can't tell a difference because I haven't been in a setting where I would probably test it yet. But I had a phone appointment finally with a psychiatrist last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I got lucky because it was one that I was having phone sessions with a lot before COVID.
Yeah.
And I got her again, which was great. So now she's my psychiatrist again. And because it had been over a year since I was
off. Yeah, it's been a long time.
And so I didn't know who I was going to get assigned to. They're almost treating me like a new case. Like, they still have my records, but I was inactive for so long that I have to start all the way over.
Yeah, I'm wondering, since it's been so long and... you know, obviously you're older now. Hormones, different place in life. do they reevaluate?
Yeah.
Is that absolutely what they're doing?
Yeah, yeah. Also because your chemistry changes and shit too, all that. So
yeah.
She was asking me about a lot of the stuff that was in my records from the last time we had a session, which was like a long time ago. And then talking to me about where I'm at right now and what my concerns are. And I told her that basically my social anxiety is through the roof. It's so bad that like I'm canceling things. I'm fucking driving away from things that I committed myself to. I can't even take phone calls. Like it's really, really fucking bad.
It's really bad.
The worst that I can remember, I think. But it makes sense because this is the longest I've also been without my meds. Yeah. And then she immediately was like, well, Prozac helps with social anxiety. So let's get you back on it. I never knew that.
Yeah.
So that's probably why I was such a social butterfly, fucking life of the party, when I was fully medicated.
Yeah.
And now that I'm fully not, I feel like a psycho. So I'm excited to get back on it for that reason. I told her that, like, for the, like, she calls them audible hallucinations. Yeah. I call them, like, you Friends. Know, messages that I receive because I'm gifted. I was on Lamictal for that and intrusive thoughts. And I told her that was working for, like, the first couple months. But then I stopped it because it wasn't really working. And the combination of just everything I was on had hella depleted my sex drive.
Yeah.
But I am not even sexually active right now, so I don't even care about a sex drive. So right. I'm like, I'm willing to reintroduce those and whatever. So what we're doing this time, which is different from other times that I've got back on meds, is we're starting one by itself, and then we're going to slowly increase it, you know, a little bit, and then we'll introduce another one after a couple months. And do it that way instead of me jumping back in with both. So she was saying, hopefully that, you know, I should have like success doing it that way. So whatever, I trust her. And we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Yeah. But one thing I was also excited to share with you, I think I texted you this, but I don't know if you saw it. It was probably at night. But I learned there is a name for executive dysfunction. And it's not called cement shoes, which is a game changer. It's an actual thing. It's called executive dysfunction.
Because we're like cement shoes.
Boots. Moon boots.
Knee high.
That weigh 85 pounds each.
Over the knee thigh high boots.
Thigh high cement stripper boots is what they are. And there's an actual term for it.
Wow.
And if you Google executive dysfunction, it's a clinical term.
Picture of us.
There's a photo of our logo.
Yep. Knew it.
Immediately. Knew it. First thing that pops up. And there's levels to it. And I'm just like, wow. So that is something... when I go to my appointment in another week or something to see, tell her how it's going, we're going to talk about that and find out.
I'm curious. So when you do that, I'm curious to know, does executive dysfunction cross over into different mental health issues like ADHD, bipolar, for instance, you know, things
OCD.
Like
OCD.
That'll be cool.
It's a it's just such a relief to find out that things you struggle with are actual things. So like,
and
you're not
you being lazy piece of shit
and imagining it and fucking it's a relief to me to find out that it other people have it. It's something that's real. It's not laziness. It's not fucking
because when you've been imagined told your whole life. By every teacher you've ever had, with the exception of maybe one family members, that you're lazy. You're so bright. You're so fucking smart and creative.
Yeah.
But you're lazy. Your problem is you're lazy. Your problem is you're lazy. You really start to believe I'm fucking lazy.
And that's not it. It's an actual
thing. It almost
thing.
Makes you want to cry.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Because it makes you feel like you're incapable and it's your fault and you can control it when in actuality you can't. So I always would get like I would take Prozac and it would help in certain areas, but not other things. Well, Butrin is one that would be introduced to kind of get me off my ass.
Yeah.
And so I'm hoping that when we reintroduce that, that helps with the fucking executive dysfunction. But yeah. If not, like, we got to try something else because.
Give us crank pills.
Come on. like it's time. Because I need to get shit done and not just be sitting around talking about it all the time and fucking buying equipment to do things and not doing it and staring at the shit and then wanting to have a garage sale. So, you know, I have to, something got to give. So.
I have fucking 2.5 weeks to get that front bathroom done. I've been saying I'm going to do it before Stevie's birthday for months.
I was just going to say.
And she's like, mama, it's the only thing I want for my birthday. So I have to do it.
And it's not once you do it that the most angering thing is that the shit that you put off for so long will take an afternoon to do. Like you got to just
Once you get over the hump of actually starting it, like you just run, you go, go and get it done
fast. Yeah.
So stupid.
Yeah, I know.
While we're on mental health, I was driving down the street in the city. The kids go to school and I look over and I see a cop car in the Safeway parking lot. And I look over and it's my friend, Steve.
I knew you were going to say that.
In the wheelchair.
Yeah.
And so, you know me, I hit a U-turn.
Like, why are you fucking with my friend?
I pull up right on him. I roll up the window and I'm like,
is there a problem, Steve?
I said, are you okay, Steve? And he was like, yeah. He was like, hi.
Oh.
So then I looked at the officer was like, you know him? And I was like,
You said, yes, motherfucker.
I was like, duh. Do you not see him wave to me? Right. But I just was like, you know, I know him from around. I help him out from time to time. Is everything okay with him? And he was like, yeah, he's not feeling too good. We're trying to figure out what's going on with him. And, you know, the officer was actually very nice and good. Very concerned. But that's what I wanted to make sure of.
Yeah.
You know, don't be over here being mean to him because he's drunk in his wheelchair. He don't bug nobody.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but so.
Well, that was nice of you to pull up.
Yeah. Stevie was like, I knew you were going to do that.
With your bouncy fucking SUV.
Bitch flying over fucking. Came tearing in there like Dukes of Hazzard.
With a cigarette. Steve? Is Steve all right? Steve, is everything okay, Steve? I can just picture it now.
It's like true.
Sassy.
Fucking true. On the pajamas I've been had on for 2 days.
I wish y'all would understand the bounciness of her.
My
fucking
shocks need to be fixed. I need to fucking make time and fucking fix my car.
Yes.
Like it's hydraulic.
It's so bouncy. It's so fucking annoying.
Stevie's
it
like,
makes me
every
so-
time I'm in here, I get car sick.
Bet she does.
Mark won't ride in my car right now.
It doesn't help that you gun it every chance you get. So it's just
I fly
like,
over
oh
everything.
My God.
That's probably why the shocks
need
done.
That's how it got like that.
Donna. I can recall my grandfather getting so mad at Nona for launching that fucking big Dodge Ram van over curbs,
bitch, islands.
It was
the green sweet pickles van.
And it would bounce like my car, but it was all the time. He was like, you never have any fucking shocks, Donna.
Nobody has those car problems but you. Like, that's not a typical thing that happens to people. You and your grandma are the only people I know that have had bouncy cars like that, and it's your fault.
No, 100%
both of y'all fault
because we think they're fucking quads.
Yes. Oh my God, that's so funny.
I'm gonna get it taken care of though because my
speaking
poor
of
kids.
I drove by the Paloma house today. I was just like kind of killing time. And
are they still parking on
there.
The lawn up there?
No, there's like a little wood chip section and it's not beautiful grass like it was, but they have a lot of flowers planted.
Oh, nice.
And so it is taking
care
of.
They took out the rose bushes though. I saw that last time I was there.
Stupid, but it's taken care of. It's good. Very nice. It's just not the same and it's not the same color and it's just, it's sad.
Is the red fence still up?
I don't think so. Mm. If it is, it's not red, I don't think. But the yellow house is still bright fucking egg
next
yolk.
Door?
Yes. Egg yolk yellow.
That's
and that,
Bill and Sue Ward.
That made me happy to see that.
Aww.
It's bright, fresh fucking yellow.
It's been
yellow.
Like that since we were kids.
It looks like they do it every week. It's perfect. It's fucking perfect. Yeah.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad at least it's being taken
care of. Yeah. It doesn't look shitty. That's what I was afraid of.
If it ever, I always say if it ever goes on the market.
Yeah, that would be a dream.
But last time I saw it, I saw what it sold for last time.
Was it like $600,000?
Let me tell you, my grandparents bought that home in 1963 for like $60,000.
Are you kidding me?
It sold for over $800,000 like 3 years ago. Disgusting. And it's not a huge house. It is a small three-bedroom, two-bath.
One-story fucking house.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that insane?
I thought it was like $650,000. $800,000. Nope. Never again. Never. I don't even aspire to own a house here again. Either. Ever. I'm not going to stress myself. I'll live in a fucking trailer. I'll live in an RV. Yes. Yeah.
That's what I want, an Airstream.
Yeah, whatever it's called.
I would love to have an Airstream.
I would do that before I ever tried to buy a fucking house here again.
Fuck no.
I'm not playing your game.
Then on top of your mortgage, you have property taxes.
Oh, yeah. And those are a gamble because you never know what that's going to be.
And they're outrageous.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like a fun, unexpected treat I would get all the time because it wasn't in my mortgage like a lot of people do.
So it was like twice a year.
And it fluctuates. So it's like, oh, you get a surprise. It's going to make you throw up every now and then. And you can't estimate what it's going to be. Fuck you.
Fuck you. Mm-mm. And then in the meantime, they're like, oh, we're going to send your fucking money that you scraped up and worked so hard to fucking pay these stupid taxes. To fucking Israel and Ukraine.
Yeah, not go to your community at all.
No. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding? Are you dumb? No.
Yeah. No desire.
One of the conversations that... Have you been seeing the whole bear versus man conversation?
That's next on my notes.
Shut up.
Choose the bear.
Dude. Mm-hmm. So I've been watching videos. Hold on. My old leg is stuck. Bitch, I need some fucking glucosamine. My knee joints are...
You need to take collagen immediately.
So fucking... it doesn't help my fucking... I'm retaining water. So this leg is swollen right now from hormones. Yeah, it's great. It's great being a woman.
Great combination.
Fucking really awesome, especially when we get into this conversation. But I've been watching videos of men who are mad.
Wait, do you have the quote? Because I have the quote here that everybody is going off of.
No, but I've been watching videos of the men in response to the women making the video, and they're mad.
They're furious. So the actual quote that this is, or whatever, that this is all based on, it's on TikTok, it's on Twitter. Women posed this question or whatever, and it was, picture yourself alone and unarmed in the woods. Would you rather encounter a bear or a man? So everybody's making content, always choose the bear. I'm always choosing the bear, choose the bear.
Hello, women.
It's all hashtag choose the bear. That's what it is. Men are crying.
And the funny thing is, I mean, it's really not, but the ironic thing is those men making the videos are the exact reason women are choosing the bear.
Exactly. I saw a comment that fucked me up and it was like, I never had to... No one's ever had to worry about fingernail samples or hair samples to prove they were attacked by a bear.
No woman's ever been raped by a bear, bitch. Or had to go to fucking two trials 15 years apart for a fucking bear, bitch.
Yeah.
You know, so
a lot of people are trying to prove the point of why the bear is chosen, and men are committed to not getting it.
So
they're committed to being mad.
So if you're a man, and then I saw videos, and I love this, from men who made the videos, and
were understand?
Like, choose the bear.
Yeah.
Women always choose the bear.
Yeah.
And I love that. And if you're a man that understands why a woman would choose a bear, then you're not the man that women are talking about, you know? Mm-hmm.
How about put your own personal feelings aside and live in reality with the rest of us? Like, you know what I mean? Stop taking offense, personal offense to it, and understand how we got here and why we're going to always choose the bear.
And it's funny because most of these men making these videos so mad about women choosing the bear are the same type of men who don't let their wives go down to the grocery store after dark, who don't let their wives, you know, who don't want their wives doing these things for fear of their safety. And it's like, but you want her to fucking choose a man?
You contradict yourself. Yeah. Right. You know damn well why we're choosing the bear, but you would rather take offense to it and be a fucking dick.
Right.
And act like you're so shocked. You're and not
then,
shocked.
And then at the same time, they're making these videos, and at this, I saw this one ginger fucking bitch. I see his smug, stupid white face in my head right now. And he is making this video, and he's like being fucking hella condescending. And he's like, then he changes his tone, and he's like, I love women, but maybe blah, blah, blah. And then starts going in on women. And it's like, do you even know what you're doing?
Yeah.
You love women so much. That's why you're talking so much shit about them.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks that I really love men. Because right. we say time and time again, men are not okay, and they're not.
They're
and
not.
The men that are okay know that men aren't okay. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Yes.
The ones that live in reality with everyone else, those are the men that I'll deal with, you know?
The good, decent men know
yeah.
that men aren't safe.
But there are some men that just do not like women. You might like to fuck women. You might like to...
Tits.
Treat them like property yep. and feel like you own women
yep.
and shit like that. But you don't really like women.
You want women to be subservient.
I really don't like women. And I'm glad that I'm in a place where I can see that and recognize yeah. it when I see it. Because sometimes they don't even realize it. You know what I mean? But
yes.
like certain things they say or certain things they do. And I've pointed it out. Like, you really hate women. And no, what are you talking about? Like, you know, but they might not even realize it yet. But it's sad.
Men who always, when something comes up regarding men versus women, or how men behave versus women behave, or just behave, or mm-hmm. You know, just a scenario. If that fucking man always has something negative to say about the woman, or is always choosing the man's side, or
yeah.
only choosing to see the man's side, that man does not
that
like
disagree
women.
Disagree just for the sake of disagreeing, yes. like not even making sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a clear flag.
Yep. Stay away
yeah.
from those type of men. Stay away from men who don't understand why women are choosing the bear.
Because
mm-hmm. those aren't safe men.
Right.
They're not.
The older I get, the more I realize and kind of just wish that, like, actually, no, I don't wish, because I don't care who I have kids with. They're my kids. Like, I don't share my kids with anybody, really.
Your situation is kind of ideal.
Yeah, to an extent, I do. You know what I'm saying? And of course, I leave it up to the kids and that kind of thing. But I don't look at it like my kids belong to anybody else other than me in
right.
my mind.
You're the boss.
So, yeah. So, but honestly, I guess if I could do it again, I would be very deep with my research in who I have kids with.
Yes.
Because I don't share, we're not with of the same mindset, me and any of their fathers, really. Some, you know, some more than others on certain things, but none of them 100%. Are we in agreement about a lot of shit? We disagree on a lot of important things. And some of them have come around and gotten better about
yeah, I was gonna say.
Homophobia and
yeah.
like little things like that, you know? But like there were always with each of their dads big disappointments and surprises. Like, wow, I reproduced with this person. And like, we do not share the same ideals about important shit.
Right, because when we were younger, it would be like, I'm physically attracted to this person.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to hang out and get a bottle. We're going to fucking bang. We're going to fucking go on a
few
dates.
Or like, do they treat me good? Are they self-sufficient? Shit like that was
yes.
important to me. But it goes so much beyond that. Like,
do you want to hit your kids?
Yeah. Religion.
Yes.
Fucking sexuality. Gender identity.
Consequences like for things. Like, do you know, it's so fucking important. It's so
you have
important.
To really vet people. Like,
I want to know your family history.
Yeah.
Mental health history.
Yeah.
Physical health history.
Have you ever dealt with any of this?
Are your
type
parents
of shit?
Racist? Are they fucking close-minded?
Yes.
Fucking are they homophobic?
Yeah. Oh my God.
It just is so much that you
so
don't
so much
think
more
about.
Than just surface basic adult concerns. That's all I would really look for. You know what I mean? Or and then it like didn't even really matter sometimes either, because I knew I was going to have my shit together. So I didn't care so much whether they did.
Yeah.
And while I'm still a good parent and there and present and all that shit, it didn't play out that well for some of the others. You know, some are not around at all. And, you know, that's unfortunate, but it's like you're kind of doing a favor too, because you're kind of ignorant.
Yeah. Well, you know, the girls had a family member that told them gay people are going to hell. Abortions are bad. If you get an abortion, you're going to hell. Was telling them
shit like that when they were little.
Like seven.
Bunny included. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
And I gave the girls full permission to say whatever the fuck they wanted back.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be respectful.
Yeah. And you know I don't feel that way. So.
Right.
If you don't want to have them conversations, you tell them stop talking to you about that shit.
And all three girls would sit there and fucking argue and tell them off.
Yeah.
And, I think back about that and I'm just like, damn, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, that family member and I got into it many times.
Yeah, for sure.
Many times.
But again, shit like that, you need to know, like, especially with the family member shit, because it's just like, damn, like, you never really know what kind of family that person is coming from. And shit runs deep, you know, traumas and fucking...
And I wish I would have evaluated and looked at my family, extended family, the way I do now regarding dysfunction, mental health.
I always knew mine wasn't shit. Like, I always knew the core good ones that I dealt with, but I always knew which ones I would separate from as soon as I had the chance.
I knew they weren't, some of them weren't shit, but I didn't know the extent of Spence Stinky. I never knew the extent of my grandfather, my mom's dad.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there were so many secrets on that side.
Yeah, they're secretive about shit.
So many secrets on that side. Whereas my dad's side is like open, loud.
Yeah.
You know, my grandma was never quiet about anything. My dad's mental health, anything. But my dad's mental health issue, you know, most families keep it hush hush, especially back then. She never was embarrassed, never... shied away from having conversations regarding it.
Yeah.
I did. I didn't want anyone to know. I'm like, will you shut up?
Yeah, for
sure. Stop telling people.
I was busy swearing to God that I wasn't related to my fucking crazy relatives. Like, what? We're not blood related. What are you talking about?
No, I was adopted. No.
Yeah.
So while we're talking about crazy men, a friend of mine that lives in Concord told me there was a woman, trigger warning, it was either was raped or attempted rape in broad daylight at the Concord BART station last week.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, she had just got off the BART. She went to turn. I guess there's a path over there. It goes to a parking lot. She went to walk down it. He grabbed, snatched her, threw her to the ground. Turns out the dude, his name is Larry Ridge Jr., was out on bail. He was convicted of murder in 2005, did some time, on probation, parole, and then fucking does this. They caught him.
Thank God.
But damn, broad fucking daylight, you're getting off BART to go to your fucking car.
You're not okay anywhere. A kid getting stabbed in the head in his locked, enclosed private pool.
At his home.
Where he lives, a man... wanders in with scissors and fucking stabs him in the head and shoulder and arms.
And
like,
you wonder why people or women say the bear.
I don't have any incidents of women that I can give as examples doing shit like that. Like, I'm sorry. It's constant.
Yeah, personally, I don't. It's not to say they don't. Obviously, we know. But at the rate at which it occurs is very
different. Let's base
it
on statistics. Let's base it on facts, percentages.
Personal experience.
Let's do that
as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's so I just was like, oh my fucking God.
Yeah. Choose the bear.
Damn. Speaking of men not being okay. So I listened to two audiobooks. One is called Dirty Little Rocker Boys. And do you remember? I love that title. You remember the Warrant song, Cherry Pie?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the girl from the Cherry Pie video?
Blonde.
She's blonde.
Yeah.
She's so fucking pretty to me. I loved her.
You wanted to be her.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I did. Bobby Jean Brown. She is fucking beautiful to me. Well, it's her memoir. Dirty Little Rocker Boys.
Okay.
Because she actually ended up marrying the lead singer of Warrant after she was in the video. Mm-hmm. They had a daughter. They divorced some years later. Mm-hmm. She was with Tommy Lee for a little over a year right before he married Pam.
Oh, okay.
And so it's just her dishing all the dirt on the scene back then and the people. And it's really good. It's very interesting. Mm-hmm. Highly recommend. So that's my hyper fixation right now. It's like 80s memoirs. Rock memoirs, okay. Hair band. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, you know, every genre of music is updated nowadays. You know, hip-hop, R&B, fucking alternative music, folk. We need hair bands again. Like, yeah. I want big 80s fucking rock hair bands. And if there is, point me in the direction because I don't know where they are. Yes. But I'm like, I want it again.
Yeah.
So then I jumped after reading her book. Mm-hmm. You know, Tommy Lee was in Motley Crue. So Motley Crue has a joint memoir of all four band members. And they take turns writing chapters.
Oh, okay.
That is fucking good.
Really?
Those motherfuckers are lucky to be alive.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, hearing about it, them and, like, remember when Vince Neil drunk drove and killed their friend and Rooster and shit? Like, no. I remember that shit. But it goes in detail about the fucking drugs and the women and the touring, and it's fucking good. And my fucking jaw hung open and I had to rewind it. There is a chapter, Nikki Sixx is talking, and he's been sober over 20 years now, but back when they were, you know, he was shooting up heroin, doing mescaline, like all type of shit. Mm-hmm. And he says, he's mentioning some of the fucked up shit they done. He's like making a point in this chapter. And he says, I think he says Tommy, but I can't remember. And he's like, Tommy and I raped a girl that was so drunk and incoherent in the closet. And he uses the word rape instead of just saying, you know, a super drunk woman who fucking, you know, basically she was so drunk she couldn't consent. And he fucking acknowledges it. He was like, we were so fucked up. And I'm like, oh my God, bitch. I rewound it. I was like, did I hear that?
What? Like business as usual. Another day being a rock star.
Yeah, he was talking about how horrible he felt and the fucked up shit he did while fucking inebriated and on drugs and, you know, things that were unexcusable. So,
I don't want to drugs and alcohol is not an out to me. Like, I don't care. Like, it doesn't matter. I've been blackout drunk. I've never felt like I should fucking rape somebody. I've never had the urge. Like, you're fucking weird. You're fucking weird.
So I will, you know, I will say back then there was, you know, people didn't fucking care about consent like that when someone was drunk. I'm not excusing him.
It's power. It's power, and it's doing whatever the fuck you want and being used to not being told no. That's what he was talking about.
Yeah, that's what he was talking about.
It's entitlement because you're never told no. Yeah. And, you know, we hear about that from celebrities all the time. I've experienced it. Like, it's fucking real.
Yes.
Like, that's what it is.
I was really shocked that he said rape, though.
Yeah.
Instead of, we fucking tag teamed a fucking drunk girl in the closet.
Right.
You know, I was like, oh my God.
It's admission of guilt. Like, it's crazy. But
I mean, it call it what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but the book.
She's probably dead or something now. There's a reason why.
I was thinking that.
There's editors. There's a reason why he didn't retract that and do it over. Yes. You know what I'm saying? He had to have known.
There's no repercussion.
Yeah, exactly.
Statute of limitations is up.
Something. Yeah.
The book it's well written.
Yeah.
I'll say that. It's well written. And then I just started, which isn't as okay, so do you remember the hair band Skid Row with Sebastian Bach? Mm-hmm. I thought he was so fucking hot. He's way older than me, dude. I was like fucking 11, fucking
horny,
humping the tetherball, thinking of Sebastian Bach. Fucking long blonde, big fucking hair. God, he was
eyeliner.
Fine. Oh, he was so hot. But so he has his book. Mm-hmm. So I started it and he actually reads it. And it would be so much better if he didn't fucking laugh And I want some emotion. Like, I want you to laugh. I want you to get mad. You know, whatever. Whatever emotion is dictated in that part of the book. But every fucking time he says something that he thinks is funny, he goes, ha, 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 ha.
Oh, that would irritate
It's making me insane.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on. So I'm bouncing back and forth between that.
He's ruining your orgasm.
Yes.
During the fucking.
You're ruining my fantasy, homie.
This is my alone book time. You're ruining it.
Ruining it. I'm trying to go back to them days.
To when I was in love with you and you're fucking it up. Oh my God.
For real. And then there's a Van Halen book that I'm jumping back and forth when Sebastian Bach gets on my nerves so bad, I'll jump back to. But The Dirty Little Rocker Boys is really good.
Yeah.
It is.
That sounds good.
The one that Bobby Jean Brown wrote. Okay. Very good. Small town girl.
Oh, here we go. From your favorite.
Louisiana.
Your favorite.
You know it.
Before we go into some write-ins, I just wanted to say that we're going to start being more active on our Instagram page. So if you guys
speak for yourself,
don't already follow it, go follow it.
Yes.
And if you could please, if you have ever sent us any artwork that you've done or pictures of you in our merch or anything like that, we would love for you to have your own spot on our page.
Yes.
So we want to post you. Please, if you're not shy, resend it so that we can post you on our page because we want to upload all of that.
Yes, we're going to start.
And be on top of it.
Being adult, responsible.
Yes.
Business owners.
Consistent.
Yes, we are.
We need to get back consistent. So if you haven't noticed, we posted some highlights from last week's episode. We're going to continue that.
Yes.
And get some more content on there.
Yeah, so please send it. I need to share this because I was so disturbed by it.
What?
I never knew this. So before we do write-ins, I need to do this. Why do you think that there's so few mummies, like Egyptian mummies? So I thought they're just rare.
I'll tell you why.
Do you want to share with everyone why?
They're stolen. What?
It's worse. I mean, it's white people's shit, but it's worse.
Well, they are stolen. There are.
Oh, yeah. So during the Victorian era, the motherfucking Victorians took all the mummies to eat them and make paint for art.
Mm-hmm.
So my note says another reason
and
why.
And a lot of other dark uses also, but they were stolen for personal use.
My note says another reason white people are the worst.
The worst.
When Europeans weren't grinding up mummies to swallow them like vitamins, they were mixing them with chemicals to create a paint called Mummy Brown. Mummy Brown had a sort of transparency, so it was used often to show tinted glass or shadows in pre-Raphaelite paintings. So if you look at those era of paintings, that's fucking mummy.
It's dead body paint.
It's
and you
dead.
Can still get it, and it still exists.
And it's like, disrespectful as fuck.
Mm-hmm, it is.
And you're going to be cursed if you fucking do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then mumia, M-U-M-I-A, mummy, was prescribed for everything from headaches to heart attacks. They even go on to describe what it tastes like. So a dude named Dr. James described the end product as a resinous, hardened, black, shiny surface with a somewhat acrid and bitterish taste and a fragrant smell. You motherfuckers.
It just goes.
They also necrophilia.
It gets deep and it gets dark.
Not
but
okay.
Like the consumption and the grave robbing and the fucking, you know, tomb robbing and just it's happened in so many different countries. It's
so
not
many different
an isolated
eras and and decades.
Centuries.
Yes.
It's not isolated incidents.
Right.
Like it's across the globe. It's happened.
Yeah.
Documented shit. Like it's fucking disgusting. Yes. Yeah. It's disgusting.
It is. I couldn't believe that shit.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. It's bad.
I'm sorry. It's so bad. Okay. What am I doing?
Oh, I think I have a write-in that you might have sent me. I want to read that.
Can I read the patrons real quick?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We have a few. So I just wanted to acknowledge and thank our latest patrons over on Patreon. We have Alex V, Tanya Padilla, Lydia Caruso, Shirley Wong, and Adrian Martin. Thank you guys so much.
If you're not on Patreon, get over there. The $20 tier is what includes an additional weekly episode from us.
Yep.
So that's, you know, not only are you supporting us and keeping the show going, but you also get additional content, a lot of additional content.
Yeah.
So thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
So this is an update write-in, which I didn't even read yet. This is a blind read write-in because did you read it before you sent it to me?
It's from the girl that wrote in regarding the bitch that
the
was
bad roommate,
dealing
right?
from, yep,
yeah.
the shitty
Did
butt.
You read it or no? No? Because I didn't read it. So this is nope. like, yeah, okay. Hi, it's the girl that wrote in about the shitty, literal shitty roommate / coworker. I can't log into my Instagram. I'm trying to get into my old email, but it's being a bitch. I have proof of them embezzling. Do you guys use Facebook Messenger?
Yes.
I want to give you guys all the proof and information I have. Oh, that's great that you have proof.
Love it.
I've never been so serious about something in my life. I can't live like this anymore. They go on to send their email and their name. I wrote Potafria on Twitter the other day because I wanted to send pics, but I couldn't get into my Instagram to send them. So I have my notifications turned off on Twitter, but I'll definitely go check because if you sent it in a DM, I'm assuming I haven't checked those DMs and I don't even remember the last time. So I will check. If a message would be easier to communicate, my phone number. Okay, I'm currently working on getting my goddamn old email into my Insta. I'm also currently writing up a document to send you guys with everything I've accumulated over time. The receipts, the paycheck fraud. Oh my God, you're going to be appalled. I barely touched on it in the message. I appreciate all of your help. Wow.
Send it. Send it. You know, I love
nothing more.
To cop call.
Yes.
Especially on somebody
who deserves it. Yeah.
From small business.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do that. You're violating the code, bitch.
You are. You know we don't fuck with that.
No. You got to be an ethical fucking thief,
so
bitch.
If you
and
didn't
you have
hear
no ethics.
Last week's, it was last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
She has a roommate who is not only filthy, shits her pants
and
at
leaves
home
it on and, the floor.
And is disgusting roommate to live with, but she works for a small business that is great. It's like a restaurant.
It's like family.
And her mother proceed to rob this restaurant blind, rob this family owned business, small business blind. They're living high on the hog.
Paid their car off in cash in 6 months, like a $60,000 vehicle.
Looking down on people that work hard and don't have as much because they're not fucking thieving from fucking small businesses. It's just the worst story ever. Go listen to that episode if you haven't.
Oh my God, it's making me furious.
You will be enraged. And so we want to cut that shit short. Like, bitch, your days are over.
I will call the owner and set up I believe it's a Bay Area business.
Oh, don't tell me that.
I want to set up a time.
I will slick my hair into a bun and put on pearls and a two-piece suit with a briefcase.
Yes.
Hide all tattoos and show up like, hi, we need. Yep. I have business to discuss.
100%.
And hope that bitch is on the clock so I could wear her ass out in the parking lot.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, yes. We will keep you guys posted because that is a wild fucking story.
It's fucking appalling, dude.
Yeah.
Okay. This is funny. So, hi, favorites. Just thought I'd share something real quick that you both will probably fucking hate, but it's also so funny. I'm a risk it for the biscuit. I love that. Potafria, you have obviously expressed your hate for uncircumcised wieners periodically. And Crystal, I think you last stated you're not a fan, but not opposed. Yeah, I don't care. Okay, so anyways, the guy I've been messing with is not circumcised, and I'm okay with that. But the other night, as I was giving him head, he says hella loud, pull that shit back. And all I could think
Goodbye.
All I could think was how Potafria would have probably
party over
butt naked.
butt naked, fist fighting.
If someone tried that with her, but I channeled my intersexual deviant and I pulled that shit back and kept it going. Please don't be disappointed in me. I love you both so much.
Oh my God. Butt naked fist fighting is what that would have turned into. The cops would have been called. It would have gone so left. It would have, oh I my God. I love
the confidence though. That would have been a turn on to me. The confidence.
I would have tore it off. I would have been in jail for grabbing it and tearing it off myself. Oh my fucking God.
I know you would.
But would've. I love that you thought of me during and your yes, horniness took over. Yes, I do love
I
that.
I thought that was
that
fabulous.
That was great.
Okay, this is a long one.
Okay. Should we check that? I hate when it goes
I
to
know.
Sleep.
Let me just click.
Sorry, guys. Sometimes our screen will like go to sleep and show us the fucking screensaver. And we just want to make sure we don't have any problems, technical difficulties going on.
Can you see this?
Yeah. It's yeah. Yeah. It's fine.
Okay. Oh, no. Almost fucking delete it. Okay. Let me put this down there. Oh.
What? The condom came off her microphone. Yes.
Okay. Jesus.
That, oh. Sorry, guys. Okay. We're back.
Okay. Hi, ladies. Hope you're doing wonderful. It's been way overdue since I have been wanting to write in. I thought, what better time than now? My birthday is in a few days. April 21st.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. This might be a long one. Trigger warning for essay. In these young 29 years of life, I've been through everything you can think of, from being essayed as a young girl to being essayed by my grandfather. When I told my family at 21, they brushed it under the carpet, and that led me into drug addiction. I was addicted to meth for about 4 to 5 years. I'm proud to say I've been 3 years sober.
Good.
I got sober on my own. I didn't go to rehab, didn't take any classes, and honestly, it's the best thing I could have ever done for myself. I just don't give myself enough credit. During my drug addiction journey, I was also in an abusive relationship. It took me a few years to get out of it, but when I recovered, I let everything go. When I hear Patafria talk about her mom, I cry every single time because that's the same relationship I have with mine. I had to get distant with the family because everybody's joining her fake marriage and I'm the only one that's not going. My grandpa passed away last year and everybody still mourns him and it just breaks my heart. I had to create a safe environment for myself and keep my distance away from them. But by doing that, it hurts my heart because I'm spending less and less time with my nieces. And it's making me question myself if I'm doing the right things. You are. I got into this healthy relationship. We've been together for 3 years now. We're ready to move in. It's honestly the healthiest relationship I've ever had in my life. He understands me. I appeared on my friend's podcast where I aired out every bit of my dirty laundry, told my whole life story in detail, and told him to listen to it before we got together so he could truly know who I was. He did. I feel like he's my soulmate. I know I had to go through so many things so that I could be led to him. During my crazy addiction journey, I even got hit by a car. Sorry,
oh my God.
It's not
this bitch. Jesus Christ.
Stop it, Crystal. It's not. Sorry.
You know how she
drug
is.
Drug addiction I is mean, fucking wild,
yeah,
though.
Yeah,
you know?
Meth, for sure.
Meth is fucking boy.
Yeah.
I got hit by a car and ran over like roadkill.
Jesus Christ.
Stop.
But look, you can look back, you know?
Be like, bitch, look who's still here.
Yeah.
It was so crazy. A lot of people don't survive things like that. And I survived with a collapsed lung, fractured rib. Both of those healed on their own. During that addiction journey, I also almost OD'd. I'm from LA. I used to hang around with the cholos deep in the hood. I knew that wasn't the life I wanted for myself, though. I worked so hard, and now I'm in the aerospace field. The other day when I heard you guys talking about Crystal's husband, I nearly cried like a little girl. I'm getting teary-eyed right now because hearing you guys talk about women welders and how you guys want to see them, it's like the universe knew I needed to hear that. That day you aired that episode, I passed my first part to become an LA City welder.
Shut up.
See, look, now I'm crying.
That's great.
I passed the bookwork part, so now I have to do
What are the odds? I'm sorry to interrupt. What are the odds that we fucking talk about that?
The same
day. How cool that is. And a listener, a woman, just fucking passed the test to fucking do it. Like, that is not, you know, I don't believe in coincidence at all.
That is the universe.
Like, yes, yes. What are the odds of that happening?
I love it.
That's fucking insane.
I passed the bookwork part, so now I have the physical part. I'm in school, joining the union and being the first one in my family to own a house.
Girl, you're about to be banked the fuck up. Like, they make money.
They do. It's hard being a first generation Latina. I have one job, but they cut all our overtime, so I had to figure something out. The old me wanted to hustle and sell drugs, but the person that I knew that I was, I told myself I need to do something that can help me advance in my career. So I joined a school and been going for almost a year now to become a welder.
That's so good.
I work at Disneyland on the weekends sometimes. I just want to cry because of how tired I am. Nobody really understands how hard I'm working to make my younger self so proud. Juggling jobs, full-time student, and making sure I'm a good dog mom to my one-year-old Labrador. Sometimes I forget all of the things I overcame, but listening to your podcast makes me feel less alone. I had to let go of all my old friends from my old life and lost a few friends due to addiction. I'm honestly very thankful the universe put your podcast in my journey. I relate to so many of your stories. You ladies make me feel not ashamed of my dysfunctional life. When I listen, I always feel like I'm listening to the Tias I always wanted. So thank you so much for being yourself and not giving any fucks of what anyone thinks of you. You ladies are helping heal so many women by simply being yourself. The world needs more incredible, strong women like you both. This world needs more incredible, strong women like you ladies. I'm always rooting for you guys, and I'm excited to join Patreon soon because I've been missing out. Happy birthday to myself. This year is going to be beautiful, and you deserve it.
What a great story.
Love, Flores.
You're doing fucking great. You're doing great. You're killing it, and it's going to be all worth it. Like, that's the route that you chose, and you're working so hard at it, and
it'll make you
more, should be so proud.
So proud. And I think that when you come from a fucked up bottom of the barrel place and then you build yourself back up, you take nothing for granted. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. You're gratitude more grateful. Is like sky high.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we're hella proud of you.
Yeah.
And congratulations.
So
and
proud of you.
Happy birthday.
I'm sorry that you're not as close with your nieces as you'd like to be, but they'll be old enough soon that you'll be able to have a relationship with them outside of other people that you might be avoiding. And, you know, you're doing what's best for you. And I learned that, like, at the end of the day, like, sometimes that's just what you have to do. Like,
And fuck the people that protect your abuser, family or not.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
fuck them.
You don't owe anybody a relationship or a space in your life or any, just because they're relatives. I'm sorry. That does not guarantee you a spot in this show. Like, it just doesn't. And I had to stop making myself uncomfortable and through like putting myself through torture to make somebody else comfortable, or you know what I mean? Like, I just owe it to myself to be happy with the family that I'm around, even if it's much smaller. And even if, you know what I mean? Like, even if it's, I had to let go of people that, you know, I grew up with and everything, but like, it's the best choice that I made for me. Yep. And I don't have any drama or discomfort when I'm around. Like, you know, I still have some social anxieties, but like, for the most part, I'm really happy to see everybody that I have in my life. I used to have like throw up anxiety before I would like see my mom or like,
yeah,
you know, and maybe she doesn't know that. Maybe she doesn't realize it. I would always act very weird, though, when I would first get there. And it would take forever for me to, like, warm up. And it was just every to fucking time.
To feel safe and comfortable. Yes,
because I felt, like, throwing up every yeah. fucking time. And I hate to say it sometimes, but, like, I don't miss that. I don't miss any of those interactions. I don't. And so that's how I know I'm doing the best thing for me.
Your body's telling
you. Yeah. Like, listen to your fucking body. Like, when you feel like you're in panic mode and you're fucking, you
feel. Pay attention to that.
Yeah. Like, it's your body giving you messages. Like, maybe it's not getting better for a reason. Like, maybe you don't need to be around that. I don't know. Just do what is best for you, you know, in all situations. And if you got to sacrifice some people along the way and relationships along the way, like, don't feel guilty about that.
No. Stay on your journey.
You're about to be a homeowner. Like,
that's pretty dope.
Yeah, it's very dope.
Especially in California, girl. Pat that
back. Doing it all yourself. Like, that's hard work.
And
like,
you have a fucking dog, a Labrador.
You
like,
have a lab.
Oh, you have a fucking 1-year-old Labrador.
Those are like TV dogs. Yes. Those are like fucking the most loyal fucking yes. companion you could have.
Old Yeller.
They love you more than themselves. Like, yes. You couldn't ask for a better companion.
For sure.
That's great.
You want to read this one?
Yeah.
It's a lie. And that's
what?
Lie.
Oh.
It's our last one.
Okay.
Or we have a birthday after that you can read.
Okay.
Okay.
I have a lie that only my brother and sister know. So when I was little, like 7, 8 years old, my older sister one summer had came to stay with us. So the Christmas before this summer, my dad bought me a dollhouse, super nice Barbie dream house, all pink, 2-story, expensive back then. He got me some Barbies for it, a Ken doll, the car, etc. Let me just mention my brother was an asshole. So one day while me and my sister are playing in the backyard, we go to my room and my brother is standing in my room peeing on my dollhouse. You know what?
You little fucking cocksucker.
That expensive.
William amazing. Breaking my fucking Derek doll.
Oh my God. With my Barbies in it, laughing. I'm upset and go run and tell my dad. Good he girl. Gets sparked. I don't know if that was supposed to be spanked. I hope it is. I didn't think the punishment for the crime fit the crime. And I was so vindictive when I was little. So the rest of the Same. Day, I held my pee in, didn't use the bathroom all day, drinking hella water, juice, whatever I could. So that night when we went to bed, I waited for my brother to fall asleep. Once he did, I snuck into his room, stood over him and peed on him.
You gave
your brother a golden shower. In his sleep.
I thought I was bad holding Will down, scratching my butt, and giving him a dirty Sanchez, bitch. But the fucking golden shower, you topped me.
You drank water and juice and held your pee all fucking day.
You know that shit was hella potent and fucking...
hella concentrated. As soon as he started waking up, I took off down the hall and jumped in my bed. He starts freaking out, screaming. My dad hears and comes down the stairs asking what the fuck was going on. My brother is crying and saying he didn't know, but there's pee on him and in his bed. My dad thinks he wet the bed. He's pissed. He spanks him again. Makes him strip the bed and wash everything. It's about 11 p.m. at this point, and he works at 5 a.m.
Oh, he was hot. He's sick of you kids.
I get up, and I'm like, oh, what happened? He had an accident? My sister was dying laughing because she saw everything. To this day, my parents don't know, but I had eventually told my brother when we were way older.
Was he mad?
Laughing my fucking ass off. He was hella mad, but was like, I knew I didn't pee the bed. A little backstory. When I was younger, I wet the bed. My dad used to give me $1 a night to not wet the bed, but I have bladder issues. And we didn't know. So my dad thought my brother was trying to do it to get money because he kept asking if he could get $1 a night since he didn't wet the bed. And that's why my dad was so pissed. And he used to make fun of me at school for it in front of all the kids. Oh, so fucker. Yeah, that's my story.
Oh my God.
You got it on his face. I fuck.
And I want to know.
You piss on my Barbies in my Barbie dream house?
My fucking new dream house?
Oh no. You're getting piss on your face while you're sleeping with your mouth open.
Wow.
You're getting concentrated pee too.
All and it's day
hot,
pee.
And it's steamy and hot. Yep. Body temperature. Oh God,
I would fucking kill William, yes, bitch.
It's hot and I've watched steam come off people's face when I've pissed on them. Like it's body temperature
oh,
hot.
Oh God.
Enjoy.
Oh God.
Drink up. Cheers.
That's bad.
I love that.
I need to know if you guys are close now, if you and your brother are close now. Yeah. As siblings, I want to know. Okay, we have a birthday really quick. Okay. Before we go. Want to say happy birthday to my bestie on the show. Her name is Alyssa and her birthday is May 1st. We've been listening to you ladies since the pod first started. We were big Lil Debbie fans, and I think that's how Alyssa found Pat's Twitter. When the show began, she put me on and we have listened ever since. We met when we were 15 and went through so much life together. She is now engaged to a great guy, and I'm her maid of honor.
Mm.
I am so proud of how far we have come, and I'm so happy to be a part of her wedding, a decade of friendship later. Alyssa, I love you so much, and hope you have a very special birthday. Crystal and Pat, thank you for sharing your lives on the show. We both love you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
and
Alyssa.
And that's a very sweet write-in.
Congrats on your wedding.
Yes.
Upcoming wedding. That's really sweet. I love the long-term friendships.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have a lot. I'll save them for next time.
Okay.
All right, you guys.
All right.
You know the drill.
Yeah, subscribe. Go leave us some comments on the YouTube video when that goes up. Leave us a review. We love those.
Ooh, in the comments on YouTube, let us know, man or bear.
Yeah. Yeah, so we can see the ratio. I want to know.
For sure.
I mean, I already know what it's going to be, but...
I'm curious.
Maybe though. Spark some arguments.
Yeah. We like those.
I like those. Okay.
And leave us a review. We haven't got one in a minute.
Yeah.
We like those.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. We love you guys. Thank you. Suck it easy.
Go to bed.